Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Derek Cumming, Tommy Tucker back at the New Orleans Convention Center. We're here at the Host Committee's Media Center, Radio Row and Memorial Convention Center, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and So-So, celebrating Game Week. Derek Cummings joins us, the Bay Area Host Committee. Good morning, Derek. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing well.
Thanks for taking the time. So while California has hosted a bunch of Super Bowls, the Bay Area has only hosted one prior in, it was Super Bowl 50, right?
Yeah, pretty significant one. First one to not use the Roman numerals, So pretty special from a branding standpoint, yeah. And as we were just talking before we came on, it was about 80 degrees that day when the game was played. So
it's going to be, if we're going to compete here, I think it's going to be a perfect 72 in a dome on Sunday.
I mean,
so
you guys have Mother Nature, but you've canceled her out, right?
Yeah.
Take her out of the equation.
And we were talking before we started, the coldest Super Bowl ever played actually was in New Orleans when Pittsburgh played Minnesota in Tulane Stadium, 75, but not the point. Tell me what you're doing here as the chairman of the with the host committee.
Not chairman.
With the host committee. What do you do now here? What are you doing?
Well, same as you guys had presence last year in Las Vegas. It is
killing time schmoozing?
Yeah, a lot of that, you know. For some of the members of the team, myself included, I guess it's a quasi boondoggle, if you will. No, not at all. It is the representation of, you know, there's a long line of host committees that have worked to make these events run as smoothly as possible, and you're here ceremoniously to work through the celebration of finishing one. And the handoff to the other.
But you know what? I wanted to ask you about that because it is an extremely competitive thing, as it should be, because it's a huge event, right? But
I mean, to receive a Super Bowl and to have them.
To compete to get the Super Bowl. That's what I'm saying. But with that being said, once it's awarded, I would imagine you guys, all the different committees, kind of share notes, what went right, what went wrong, what can be done to get better with the NFL. Everybody gets together in a room or what?
Yeah, I think the you know, each year, each team in each city is different. Some have host committees that have been established for many, many years and are always in. They have a longevity behind them and have worked for many years. And then there are some like ourselves. We were just stood up in 2022, so there was a host committee for 50. But then that, you know, that ran its course and evaporated, I believe, a year and a half after, 2 years after. Mm-hmm. And then the second one was stood up in, you know, or this version of a host committee in the Bay Area was stood up in 2022. And the idea is that it will be around in perpetuity to continue to place the bids and win bids on global events like the one we'll be having next year.
I was just talking to Marcus Brown, whom I'm sure you know, chair of the Super Bowl host committee here. And I would ask you, what do you do back in the Bay Area, and how did you get involved with the host committee?
So the host committee there is, one, its primary goal is to unite the Bay Area through sport, right? Mm-hmm. We not only have the Super Bowl 60 coming on next year, but we have NBA All-Star Weekend next weekend.
Big event.
From this, yep, mm-hmm. Another big event, which you guys have hosted many times, to great fanfare here, right? It's a great city for that.
Final
but,
Four, too.
Yeah, so then we have Super Bowl 60 next February in 26, and we will be the first ever city to host both a Super Bowl and a World Cup competition in the same year, and we have that in June of 2026.
Look, it's not a competition, but I think we did have a Super Bowl and a March Madness in the same year before, did we not? I think. Maybe not. If not, let's just go with it.
Okay.
What do you do back in the Bay Area?
So we are prepping.
You personally. What
personally.
Do you do? Yeah.
Oh, personally, I help with the marketing side and the experiential event. So I'm helping to create what will be for the fans and the community inside the Bay Area, you know, the nine counties of the Bay, mm-hmm. to come together, because not everyone will be able to attend all of the matches, say for World Cup. Not everyone will be able to attend the Super Bowl, right? But to make the environment as cohesive and as fun for all the communities in the Bay Area. So
I kid around, but a World Cup is a huge, giant accomplishment. When does that happen in a year?
June 11th is the start and the launch of the World Cup, and it runs through July.
You're not going to have time to catch your breath.
No, not at all. Not from the Super Bowl to the World Cup.
Pace yourself, Derek. Yeah. A pleasure to talk to you. Nice meeting you.
Tommy, thanks for having us.
Enjoy the city, enjoy the game, and hopefully I'll see you next year if you can get that trip comped for me.
Yeah, we'll have to work that out, right?
All right, thank you, sir. We'll take a break. We come back, we'll find out what Newell's going to do today. WWO broadcasting live from the Host Committee's Media Center on Radio Row, Morial Convention Center, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and Soso. That was Derek Cummings, the Bay Area Host Committee in the Treasure Chest Casino Power Seat. Back in a flash on WWL.